It started off with a 911 call coming in about a vehicle being driven recklessly and losing the tire and sparks. And then we got another call. So they were being dispatched for that call. And we got another call that it had crashed. So they were at the crash scene like within 60 seconds. And they just did a thorough investigation. Of course, the individual who was driving had walked off quite quickly. And someone had witnessed somebody walking off. We didn't know who it was. They investigated for 2 days. All the leads went cold. The defendant who was convicted, Mr. Johansson, he had been seen out and about several times that early morning hours by a police officer. And so then what happened was in December, Officer Gonzalez got a tip that somebody was reporting that they knew something about the accident. And when he was trying to find that individual, he found several other eyewitnesses to the driver. And so that's the December part. And they, you know, were looking for witnesses. They were sending things off to the crime lab. They just did an excellent investigation. And then throughout the trial, I had a dispatcher, I had a correctional officer, I had three police officers. The chief was bringing in witnesses that weren't coming in under subpoena. We were locating alibi witnesses and interviewing them and getting them under subpoena and proving up that there wasn't an alibi. And it was just really great.